All right, here we go. Friday, October 7th, 2022. Continuing our theme of the educational piece as to the why behind the workout, the thought process going behind, and not me just like a robotic, in a robotic voice, reading all the different options, which are just, you know, available and you can check them out yourself. Here's the why behind it. Hopefully help everybody understand it based upon whatever option that you choose. So the workout for today is a 15-minute AMRAP, 250-meter row, 20 sit-ups, just regular ab mat sit-ups, or no ab mat, doesn't matter, and then 10 dumbbell push press, pair of 50s for the men, pair of 35s for the women. And I'm saying for this, for the women, do a 200-meter row instead of a 250 to keep the paces and the amount of time in the row are relatively similar. Now, all of these things, again, compound to make everything a bit more challenging. That leg drive on the rower, and of course you're not catching your wind, that leg drive is very similar to the leg drive you would like to have on those 10 dumbbell push press. And then you're not going to, again, catch your wind there on the rower. You're going to get off, midline's going to be taxed on those sit-ups, hip flexors are fried a little bit, you get back up, and there are those 10 dumbbell push press waiting for you. Now, while all of the elements have an interplay here, if there's one that was the focal point, if you could say that, it's those sets of 10 dumbbell push press. Earlier in the week, we got in a bit of overhead with the hang squat snatches, and that was more of a stabilization roll versus a pressing roll, so to speak. And you drove that barbell up, received it below parallel in the hang squat snatch, but now we're going to dip drive, and then we're going to not go below parallel and press those dumbbells overhead. So that more dedicated press compared to the overhead stabilization that happened earlier in the week, that was one of the main focuses of why this workout shook out how it did. And barbells are programmed plenty of the time, and so we wanted to go ahead and throw the dumbbells in here because they're awesome, they're great for variance, and everybody needs more dumbbells in their life. And those sets of 10 is a beautifully annoying set, wonderfully challenging, and as is so often the case with anything that has a monostructural component in it, this workout, it's a game changer, and it's up to you. And it all comes down to what you do on the rower. If you're casual on the rower every time, then you could probably be a hero in those sets of 10 dumbbell push press, right? You may even question like, what's the big deal? Doing really well, sets of 10, unbroken every time. Although, that being said, those are challenging dumbbells for sets of 10. But if you get after it on the rower, if you get after that darn rower, it will change the nature of this workout. And suddenly, when you finish the 20 sit-ups, you'll look at those dumbbells on the ground and be like, oh boy, I'm back at the dumbbells again. These are going to be tough. I'm going to have to do two sets of five, or it's going to be a 4-3-3 or something like that. That's kind of where I'd like to see people be. I would like to see people give the rower enough respect that you're not sure if you're going to get that set of 10 unbroken, and there's potentially going to be the dumbbells getting set on the ground once, then picked back up again to finish the set of 10. That would make me really happy. And for the wild card option, in case you don't have dumbbells, we've got, you know, a barbell in there for you as well. Scaled options, easy enough. We just went ahead and lowered the dumbbell loading. And of course, if you didn't have dumbbells, you could use a lighter barbell for the scaled option. And the limited equipment crew, yeah, they're going to run, right? They don't have a rower, so they're going to run. And the same thesis applies to them. The pace that you push or don't push on the run, that is the control knob for the workout. So whatever you feel like you need that day, again, you're always authorized to make the right decision for where you are and how you're feeling, all that. But bear in mind, that's the barometer there for you. So enjoy that one. All right. I will see everybody back here tomorrow for Saturday's workout.